The legislation would stop new waste facilities from establishing in Albany County. It would also keep Lafarge, Holcim, and Ravena from burning tires and trash, and Norlite and Cohoes, which burned toxic firefighting foam for 2 years, from burning new waste. Local Law B co-sponsor Sam Fine is a Democrat who represents the 6th District.
So many times, waste-burning facilities impact low-income communities and communities of color so much more. They're often put in places where people don't have a voice. They don't have power in the halls of government. And so, you know, we want to make sure we have a more equitable society and a more safe society and a healthy society for everyone. And that's really what this law is about, is protecting our air and our health into the future throughout Albany County.
Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Ank, a regular WAMC roundtable panelist, says the measure has been a long time coming.
People were focused on the COVID-19 pandemic and presidential politics and other things, but this is an opportunity for people to really pay attention to an important local issue that also affects health, certainly not as immediate as COVID-19, but the county has an opportunity to make sure that we don't have more asthma attacks, more incidents of heart disease because of air pollution. And in the case of Norlite, a host of cancers associated with airborne exposure and dermal exposure to burning PFAS chemicals.
Ink notes the bill has gone through various revisions, and she's trying to round up public support for the bill.
It's never been easier for people to follow and participate in local government, because at least for the Albany County Legislature, they have remarkably put all of their sessions on Zoom. So you just go to the Albany County Legislature website, you click on the date on their calendar, and you can get a link to observe the proceedings on Zoom when they have public comment periods. You can comment on Zoom, and I think it's working very efficiently. If people don't have access to a computer or Zoom, they also provide a phone number by which people can listen in.
38th District Democrat Victoria Plotsky co-sponsored the bill.
I'm feeling pretty positive about the vote tonight. We've had a lot of discussions on it. We've gone through various versions of the bill and done a good deal of legal research. And we feel strongly that this is a solid bill, that it's going to protect the well-being of our residents and residents of surrounding counties for years to come.
Lafarge responded to a request for comment by email, which says in part, quote, "The U.S. EPA and New York State DEC, with their expertise and resources, are the appropriate authorities for determining what are safe sources of fuel for cement plants such as ours, and tire-derived fuel has been determined to be safe, efficient, and environmentally sound. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, TDF is a viable alternative and proven technology that has been successfully used in the U.S. for more than 30 years. Norlite declined to comment. If passed, the bill goes to Democratic County Executive Dan McCoy, who will have 30 days to sign it. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.